Gracious, eternal Father, we honor your name because you have shown us your mercy. Thank you for bringing us to your house again after your grace us to this past week that concluded this just a few minutes ago. It's your grace, Lord, once again that has brought us to your house. We have many of our equals who this morning are still rolling on their beds. Many have left their homes for the cinema houses, prostitute houses, beer parlors, football fields. Lord, some sitting behind the television this morning, indifferent, Lord, of their salvation. But we thank you that your grace this morning has spoken to our hearts to be in your house. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for taking care of us this past week in our journeys, in all our activities, in our engagements. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your hands of healing upon the sick. Thank you for answering our prayers. So many ways that you have been good to us, we bring thanks and praise to you this morning. We have come, Lord, to worship you as you have laid it down for us. And we pray, Lord, that you give us the grace to surrender to you so that you can continue to work in us. You are the potter, we are the clay. As long as we still have our lives, we have better hope for tomorrow. And we are praying, gracious Lord, that this we desire, that you will accomplish in our lives today, that you will cause us to be better than what we were even before we came to this church. In everything that will be done today, let us be blessed. Lord, show forth your presence to deliver the sick from the hand of sickness. Send out your spirit upon your people that are thirsting and hungering as you've gotten to your promise. Deliver the captives. Give grace to every sinner to know that you are the present help in time of trouble. Those that are passing through one challenge or the other, may they see you today as their help and their solution. Let your presence, Lord, do great things for us today because we know you are here. Grant it, everlasting Father. As we pray, Lord, that your spirit will minister your word to our hearts, committing ourselves to you, Lord, that you will use your word to bring transformation to our lives, Lord. From now to the service we end today, let us rejoice in your presence. Grant it, eternal Father. Cleanse us from all our sins, all our shortcomings. Glorify thy name. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We are grateful to God for being in his house again. Let us open our Bible to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, as our usual text. From verse 1 to the end. I read. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. O beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us what, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holiness, in all conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are on land are not stable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Revelation 21. From verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor cry, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that is sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. Yeah, we are back to our Sunday school lesson, the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. Praise be to God. The other time, we were trying to look at the proofs that the prophet gave of the prophet was speaking to us about the seventh day, which types the millennium, and then the first day, which is the beginning of the creation, as the eighth day, when that cycle completes. And this morning, we want to move further on that so that we can understand those things that the prophet God has given to him to give us. God bless you. All right. Last week, I put something on the board. It was not. I wish that there is a way I could use simulation to make it a life something, but the time was not sufficient for me to do that. So I will still engage what I did, because I'm going to. I will have used a chart, but I will do that later. But let's continue with this. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. And then, probably use this to describe something for us. Well, this is the best way. I cannot ride a week on a straight line, because it does not reflect what the prophet is talking about. And this other circle that is drawn this way, I'm going to explain that. Praise be to God. These 7 days that we see, this is said, this line that is drawn is eternity. The prophet told us that eternity has no beginning, has no end. The prophet is like a ring. It's like a ring. You cannot see where he begins. Don't allow those who are just coming in to distract you. Eternity is like a ring. A ring that has no beginning, has no end. And that's eternity. The path that descended down. The path that descended down from this is time. This on its own, the entire circle, is eternity. Because we have been taught by the prophet, he has a program. He wants to be this, he wants to be father, he wants to be worship, he wants to be God, he wants to be the savior, the healer, the provider, all the seven compounds name. He wants to express them. To have it, to give a reason for his existence. God likes to prove his own existence to his people. And that is when there is a problem. It tells us that I am the present at the time of trouble. And that's why it says, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will answer you. I will deliver you. I am the Lord that healed thy diseases. I am the great provider. I am the shepherd. He is giving himself a reason for existence. He has this program, including everything he wants to do, right within him in eternity. But when he begins to bring that to manifestation in eternity, God has to create a loop. And this is the loop down here to create time out of that eternity. Eternity still continues, has not stopped. But some few things that God will do have to be within time, because even we have to be here. So an evil is not eternal. Evil has to be there, Righteousness has to be there. Righteousness has no beginning, has no ending. Because God is righteous. But for God to give himself a reason for existence, he permitted the devil to be in existence. So he created time. And that is why the devil became a subject of time. He will be exterminated at the end of the day when time ceases. This time will cease with time. All problems that we read here in this Revelation chapter 21 from verse 4, that you will wipe tears away from their eyes because time will cease to be. Praise be to God. All right. So we have the first day, which is the first day of creation, is Sunday. As the prophet is teaching us this morning, what we want to look at now is going beyond millennium. But first, the prophet has established to us that the first day God created, second day he created, then he completed his creation on the sixth day. And the prophet, in the timing of God, in God's own timing, they are 6 days. But in human's timing, is 6,000 years. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, we just read it. That 1,000 years is a day to God. So our own 1,000 years is one day to God. So 6 days to God is our 6,000 years. So, and the prophet has a reason for saying that. Because remember last week he told us that every 2,000 years, God does something on the face of the earth, something special. The first 2,000, he came in with a flood to cleanse the earth. And after the flood, then another 2,000 years, Jesus Christ came to shed his blood upon the earth for the redemption of his people and the redemption of the heart itself. And then, from that moment up to this time, we are counting 2,000 years. And after the 2,000 years, the end, the bride will leave this place, then the great tribulation setting, other things that will follow, the events, the order of the events are stated by the prophet. So, the prophet is making us to understand that within the 6,000 years that God created the earth, and the heart has been in existence, it will end on the sixth day, which is the 6,000 years. And then we move to the second day. And the prophet says the seventh day, this seventh day was the day that God hallowed and blessed and taken as a rest for himself from his work. And the prophet said, after the seventh day, and if you want to continue, what do you come to? You come to Sunday again. But according to Hebrews chapter 4, God ceased from his work, but he didn't return back to that work on the eighth day. On the eighth day, he continues to rest. Are you following that? He continues to rest because he has stopped here. And then when the seventh day ends, and then you are going to the next day, it's one. So then human beings have calendar. We call it 30 days, 31 days, 27, 28 or 29 days. Lunar year, non-lunar year. God's own calendar for a month is 30 days. His own 30 days, all calculations in the Revelation, all the things. In the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God's timing, 30 days for a month. God understands there will be time. And that is why he permitted the creation of days. The Bible says the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. Now, in order for the creation to happen, and timing and rest of it, God created this loop that is called time. It is within this place, time, that they began to do this. Now, we are still in time because we are here. In the 6,000 years since the house has been created. Are you with us?
So we are here. Very soon, this will end, and then we move to this. Which is the type of the millennium,
the prophet told us.
So after this that is over, we move down to millennium. And the prophet told us the millennium is this time, because it's a thousand years. It's the time.
Praise be to God. All
right.
Let's read Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 3.
For we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. That is Genesis chapter 2. Can you display Genesis chapter 2 for us? Genesis chapter 2 from verse, go back to chapter 131. Alright. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he made. Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sabbath, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. God rested on the seventh day. The millennium is a thousand years of rest that God designed for his people. It's a period when Jesus Christ himself is going to be here with the bride and the 144,000 Jews in the land of Palestine, not in Nigeria here. And then after the millennium is over, we move on to another thing. So, from this point, this brings us to an event. Let me just read a little bit here. Notice, 7 days, paragraph 218 of the future home. Notice, 7 days only has to do with the co-creation, war time, 7 days. That's the millennium, the rest day. As God labors 6 days, rested the seventh, the church labors 6 days, and rest the seventh. But you are still in time element. And I'm speaking of the eternity. So it is within this loop that the 7 days we talk about exist. So the eighth day, when we are going back to the eighth day now after the millennium, then the time we see this part of the eternity will be pulled back, and then it become a perfect circle again. Because God has accomplished all his program, and then he will pull this time, he will end the time, and eternity will blend back and become a perfect circle again. And then everything that is perfect, that is righteous, that is holy, that is pure, everything that is that God thought of as holy and pure will only be the one that will be in existence. There will be no tears, there will be no pains, there will be no sorrow, there will be no reason for anybody to regret any action.
Alright, let's move on.
Alright, let's look at the event that will take place
so that
Because when we talk about the 6 days, the sixth day, that is the end of, you know, the creation, and then we are moving into the millennium, there are events that will happen between now, before the millennium happens. It's not just that we are jumping into millennium straight away. There are events that will happen here. And the prophet, in the question and answer, you can open to, which is preached in 1964, August 30, in the evening. All right. Paragraph, question 392. The question says, it was a question the prophet answered. And that was in 1964. This question the prophet answered in 1964, that was after the preaching of the future home. The future home was preached in August 2nd, 1964. And this COD, question and answer, came 30th of August, the end of that month. And the prophets had preached on this future home on the 2nd of August. Then the question came end of that month.
Yes.
You've not gotten it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The church age ending and has blacked out. The bride is called. We have already entered into the tribulation period. This is the question. The prophet said, no. I wish that I could just have more time on that. See, the bride, when she's taken from well, the church, capital C. They shouldn't have used capital C church. Are you following that?
Oh, that's correct.
But in the folio, it's capital C. So when you see it in the folio, it is small C church. Because the capital C church and the bride is the same. The small C church talks about the organization, the denominations that will be here during the great tribulation. The denominations. It's only the bride prepared by this message of the hour that we're going in the rapture. See? The bride, when she's taken from the church, all right, then the church age will cease. Laodicea goes into chaos. The bride goes into glory. I want you to follow that. The bride, when she's taken from the church, then the church age will cease. When rapture takes place. When the bride is taken from the church denomination, then the church age ceases. Grace hence for the Gentile dispensation. No more mercy for the Gentile dispensation. This is the period that grace still exists, that mercy still exists, that anybody can be saved now. There is no Holy Ghost Baptist anymore, there is no answer to prayer. Then the church ages will end by that time. So everything that God has been doing from the grace and the mercy has been showing from the beginning of the church age up to that time when rapture takes place, will end. When the church goes, then the church age ends. When the church age ends, that's all about it. Then, look at what the prophet says. And the tribulation period cessing upon the sleeping virgin, the church. The sleeping virgin is the church. For 3.5 years, while Israel is getting his prophecy with Elijah and Moses, then tribulation cessing upon Israel simultaneously. This thing will be happening concurrently. Tribulation upon the foolish virgin, Israel there also in our homeland will be having trouble with the Antichrist. The great tribulation will be there. It will be upon the Gentiles too. Denomination. But before that happens, rapture will have taken place. And everyone that will not go into rapture, woe unto them. There was a time in one of the churches where, let me just say, not mention that. We're just, you're just coming out of denomination and we just enter into trying to fellowship in a little messy church. So one day we were there together and the pastor of that church was saying that, where? If I cannot be in the bride, I will struggle to be among the foolish virgins. I was still young in the message, but I read the messages. Then I called the people that we got there together. I said, look, what this man is saying is not correct. If you don't, if you are not in the bride, you are gonna walk to that person that will not be in the bride. There is no second chance for anybody that is exposed to this truth. It's just like a student. Let me just place it this way. It's just like a student who has come in into an examination hall, signed the paper that I was present, collected the script, collected the question paper, and write nothing. And then at the end of the day, just leaves the examination because he can't write anything. Just goes out of the place. It will pass. Then he now comes back and say that, I was not in the exam, but I didn't write anything. So the lecturer cannot fail me. I did not write anything. Oh, my God. The prophet said, if anybody is exposed to this truth, see, now, why will God judge the world? Why will God judge the world? Why will he judge sinners? You know, and you know that the sinner is not going to have the revelation of the message because they are not predestinated to it. So it is only those who are predestinated to it. Let's not play, brethren. What we are talking about rapture is not something that you can play with. It's not something we can presume about. It's something that you must sit down and confirm that you are ready. Because by that time, when rapture is going to take place, nobody is going to put anything into mechanical operation of anything. You cannot try to jack yourself to fly on your own. The other time I was preaching on the rapture and the requirement for body change. The rapture and the requirement for body change. Then I was talking about using an example of Elisha. He was told that your master will be taken from you. That was Elisha. When it was time, as much as he wanted to follow Elijah, when it was time for Elijah to go, was he able to follow? When Enoch left, Methuselah could not follow him. He would have wished to. The birds that are created, they cannot fly as eagle will fly. They cannot attain to the eyes an eagle will, because they were not built like that. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring our body in the condition of going in the rapture. But if that spirit is not in us now, then what does it do? And that spirit must be in us now, bringing our body subject to every word of God. It is when your body is subject to God's word. The prophet said that is the earnest that you are going in the rapture. The prophet said when your body is subject to every word of God, he said that is the earnest that you are going in the rapture. You have the token. You can't be denied entrance into the vehicle or into the bus line, into the train line, into the plane when you have your ticket with you, which is your token. So it is beyond theory. It's beyond what we are talking about. It's beyond somebody coming to a church and just listening to a good sermon, a good teaching. It's something that we have to look inward and be more serious than we have ever been. Our children that are in school, you must move up to know that as you are studying your book, you must also prepare for the rapture. Because if rapture happens, your school is useless. So why would anything, businessmen, whatever you are doing, whatsoever, this must be primary. Have you not the second one? Yeah. So, and then comes the battle of Armageddon. After the great tribulation, then the battle of Armageddon comes. which we destroy, and then the bride. Battle of Armageddon, which destroy all things. And then the bride returns back with the group for 1,000 years, the millennium. After that comes the white throne judgment. After the millennium, then the white throne judgment. Those who have resurrected, who have gone in the rapture, those who have been changed and have gone in the rapture, will be the one to return with Jesus and then come back and sit with him in his throne to judge those who did not go in the rapture. To judge the sinners, the people we have lived with in the neighborhood, that we have lived with together in the church, may God be gracious to us. Let's bow our heads.
Blessed Lord, once again we bow our heads to the doors where you took our bodies from, to bring appreciation and thanksgiving and praises and worship unto thee, for caring for us so far in this journey. We are very grateful unto you. Your word says, as newborn babes, we have to learn and to grow, feed upon the word as we grow. The word is to correct us, is to instruct us, is to rebuke us, O God, is to teach us doctrine. We thank you for a portion of it again this morning that we have just had. Well, we appreciate you for the week that ended yesterday, rather than the year is running to an end. We are praying and asking, O God, that your word that we have heard, your spirit that wrote the word, is that same spirit that can give us revelation of your word, can give us understanding, and give us ability to live by the same thing that we have had. We look unto you, O God, that will help each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are praying and asking that these things that we are hearing will not condemn any of us on the day of judgment, but rather prepare us and equip us and make us ready to be among the raptured ones, who go is our prayers. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant you use. We pray, God, you recall him. While we look unto you for the rest of the meetings ahead of us, may they be more of a blessing unto us, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.